Michelle Schock joins us in a session recorded live at the Andy Warhol Museum in Pittsburgh. She has just released a threesome of albums, including one interpreting Disney songs as Western Swing, a Tex-Mex blues album, and the one we'll be concentrating on today, Don't Ask, Don't Tell, a CD modeled after Michelle's Short, Sharp Schock disc. We'll talk with her in just a bit. Here's the performance of How You Play the Game.
What a pleasure it is to be here at the World Cafe once again. A song's called How You Play the Game. It's like your mama always told you, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you steal the election. This next song's called Don't Ask, Don't Even Ask. Shook him so bad he ran tucky tail. didn't even chase me that night. And you know he liked to chase rabbit. How I come to be there? That's another story. I was trying to get home, walking the flat tire road, when a midnight owl swooped on my shoulder, wings flapping in my ears. I jumped right out of my skin. I think that's how he did it. I jumped right out of my skin. Rabbit looking for a place to hide. Jump right in. Wishing I was home in my safe, snuggle bed. The hell's a howl's baying. Red Fox goes running by, but he got no time for chasing me. The hell's a howl's chasing him. Fox gives a wink instead, and then he climbs inside the moon. Oh, I'm wishing I could rest. My heart pounding in my chest. But tonight's just for jumping and hopping, not for stopping. Hell's a howl's on me, and the yellow of a tooth in his snarl has got me cornered by the beetleberry tree. And I'm just a little rabbit, just a scared little rabbit. And I don't know what to do when a hell's a howl moves. And just then I hear the wind whisper, jump, little rabbit. So I jump into the tree where he couldn't follow me. Such a start that he jumped right out of his skin. And that's how I did it, see. I jumped right in. I flew to the moon where I found the red fox, and I can tell you he was sure surprised to see the likes of me. Fox winks and chases me once around the moon for old time's sake, and then I drop him off at 6 o'clock, and he and I agree we get our story straight. We got our story straight. I'm sticking to it now. I was chained into a rabbit, but please. little rabbit. Jump, little rabbit.
Michelle Shock is playing live today on the World Cafe. And that's the Don't Ask portion from Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And this is the portion where we ask and she tells at least a little bit about things. First off, Michelle, let's talk about you and threes. You and threes. You and the first three albums were kind of a piece, or at least that's how you originally envisioned them. And now you got three coming out at once. Wow, where'd all this come from?
Yeah, what Dave is referring to is that the first three albums that I released on Mercury were, I call it the American trilogy of albums. They were designed to kind of illustrate or characterize what my musical sources and influences were. And now that I'm running my own label, you know, I can do whatever I want.
Do it all at once.
Yeah.
So let's define, if you had to say what each was about. This is sort of the breakup album.
Yeah, it's like the divorce album. Yeah.
Which has a long history of great divorce albums out there, and this is right in there. But it's funny because this is it's kind of a happy divorce album.
Well, isn't that a good thing?
Yeah, exactly.
And the second album is Western Swing is how I think of it, but some folks understand that it's really child friendly. They play it for the kids. And also that it features songs from Disney films. So Disney classics done in Western Swing style.
Wow, where'd that idea come from?
Well, I've loved Western Swing all my life, and I wanted to work with a producer named Nick Forrester for a long time. Mm. So we got together and decided we were going to make a Western Swing album, but then we tried to figure out what we were going to put on it. And my sweetheart is a painter, very much inspired and influenced by Andy Warhol, and he uses pop iconography in his paintings as well, but in his case they are Disney characters.
Oh, cool. Oh, that's so cool.
And the third album is a blend of both Latin and blues material, and it's called Mexican Standoff.
Cool. Well, we'll look for all those. We're actually going to be concentrating mostly on this Don't Ask, Don't Tell. I want to ask about that last piece you did, because one of the things you know, when you start reading up on everything that people have told you over the years that Michelle did, and then you find out that she did most of them, one of the things you did was put yourself through UT, and you studied oral interpretation of poetry, right?
Yeah, now, I was a highly qualified poetry reader. Yes, I was.
Yeah, I was going to say, what does that mean? What is that?
It was supposed to be very impractical, and it irks me to this day that I make my living doing just that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was supposed to be unemployable, David. That was the point.
Well, something like the kind of the folktale you just wrote and did there. Would that be some of the things you would folktales and that kind of thing come up?
I'm sure it featured in, because in oral interpretation of literature, we had to memorize long passages of poems or prose. And I always found it handy when I was arrested at a demonstration and found myself locked up in a jail cell. I had all this entertainment just running around in my mind. But it also comes in handy, I guess, trying to remember lyrics, yeah.
So which came first for you, being an activist or being a performer?
I was an activist for certain, long before I was a performer. Matter of fact, I always thought of artists as these kind of elitist, kind of effete professionals. Professional was a dirty word in my book. And as an activist, I admired and eschewed to the grassroots philosophies of just making it up as you go along, very improvisatory and spontaneous in my political expression. And I think it's kind of translated into what I do musically.
Definitely, definitely. Well, let's move on. You want to do something else from the new one?
This next song, you're going to have to use your literary facilities, all that English that you were taught about, metaphor, because this song seemingly has nothing to do with divorce at all. It's called Used Car Lot.
Shell Shock, down at the used car lot.
I'm not going to spend too much time interpreting that one. I'm still trying to figure about the owl and the rabbit and stuff. You know, but too much going on here. Michelle, you had, shall we say, an unusual upbringing. But one of the things that I'd love to hear you talk about was music in your house growing up, because your brother Max is an amazing musician in and of himself, plays with the Gourds now, and clearly something must have been in the water, the blood, the something going on there. What was it like musically in your house?
Let's see. My father was 35 years old when he first taught himself, went to the pawn shop, bought a mandolin, and bought a book, Mel Bay, How to Play Bluegrass Mandolin. Taught himself how to play.
At 35.
Wow. And it was such an inspiration for my brother and I. We were like, well, shoot, if he can do it. But he had been like this most of his life. He was an autodidact, had taught himself as a school teacher. You know, he found out that whatever you need to know in life, you can find it in books. So he went and bought a bunch of books on how to build a boat. And his dream was to build a boat, and he was going to sail around the world, and he promised to take me and my brother with him. And the boat sat in his backyard for years and years. The neighbors named it Godot. Called him Noah. And it never sailed, but his dream for his children to share his love of playing your own music, homemade jam. And we'd go to bluegrass festivals, and we'd just learn the pleasures of making it yourself. I say it this way, y'all. Music is not a commodity. It's a resource. It's our culture. We own it. They try to convince us to buy it and sell it like it's a commodity, but it's not. It's our culture.
And amen. And the whole breadth of what you do, and clearly you're talking about these three albums, it's on there, has a lot to do with being from Texas, too, because a lot of what you're talking about doesn't happen in other parts of the country. You don't go to hear a band that'll do a shuffle. You don't go to hear a band that'll have an accordion and do some norteño and all that. And did you actually get to see a lot of that coming up? Was that in the...
I think it was to that degree in the water, or as I say in East Texas, it's in the air. The air there is so thick and humid that it's almost like you drink it, so the water is in the air. But... there's so much musical influences and styles. But you know what I say, David? I say it's not the style that's important. If you look at the root of everything I do, it has a swing to it. And I don't like music that doesn't swing for the most part, although I'm learning to. But in general, regardless of the style that it takes, if it has a swing, that's my thing.
That's perfect also. What are you going to swing into now? Where are we going?
We're going to do a song. It sort of superficially closes the album, Don't Ask, Don't Tell. It's called Goodbye. But in fact, like the album that was a template for Don't Ask, Don't Tell, Short, Sharp, Shocked, it has a hidden track, a rather punky number that we're not going to subject y'all to today. This is called Goodbye. God be with you, God be with you, adios, go with God, all is well, safely rest, goodbye. My dear little parted heart lies in an unmarked grave. You never called to say goodbye. No stone, no epitaph. Here love once did exist. I know it will be missed. Goodbye. Brush the cheek. Wipe the eye. Goodbye. We're gathered here today unto the sight of God, a simple toss of sod, goodbye. A decent burial, such an important way for your respects to pay. Goodbye. Brush the cheek, wipe the eye. Goodbye. Thank you. with thee. All is well, safely rest. Goodbye. That's our show for tonight, folks. I want to thank you for coming here to the World Cafe with Mr. David Dye. I'm Michelle Shock, and this is The Mighty Sound. We've had a wonderful time. Thank y'all so much. Goodbye. Adios. Auf Wiedersehen. Bon voyage. Arrivederci. Sayonara. On drums, Mr. Peter Smith. On bass, Mr. Lucas Cheeto. On guitar, Joshua Grange. And on trumpet and percussion, Mr. Richard Armstrong.
Performance of Goodbye from Michelle Shock's Don't Ask, Don't Tell disc, finishing up our set today and our week at the Warhol Museum in Pittsburgh. Thanks again to our affiliate WYEP for their hospitality.